Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Mick Wallace is going to find the winners for us. How are you, Mick?
I'm very well, thanks, Cozzy.
All right, we've got a nice day there. We've got seven races and, as Ted said, very few scratchings, which is good.
Yeah, that's always good. I noticed that when the scratchings came through at 7:30. When you put your selections in the day before, it's always good when you don't have to rearrange them too much. So, no, I didn't have any races affected, so come in quietly confident.
All right, now the first, One Blinkin' Legend is 8.50, Two Are You Dreaming, 2.60, Three Polish Train, 21, Four Dinah Moham is 11, Number Five, El Valentina, 3.80, Six Linga Longa Lass is $5, Seven Tally Ho, 21, Eight Mock Song, 6.50, and Nine Little Miss Nick is out. The favourite, 2.60, Number Two, Are You Dreaming?
I like Linga Longa Lass here, selection 6, 2, 1 and 5. This mare by Mossman, had the 13 starts for two wins and a minor placing. And I thought the first up run at Muswellbrook on the 22nd of October was very, very good. Finished second, beaten a length, but had to cover plenty of ground on speed that day. Was three wide, no cover for much of the journey and still had the audacity to loom large at the top of the straight, and it fleetingly looked a winning chance. The horse that beat her that day, Fustinado, has since come out and won again at Warren. So that form line looks strong enough, and provided she hasn't taken a backward step since the first up run, I think she can perform really well here. Quinn Yong's 2 kilo claim will help, meaning she'll carry just 56.5 kilos, racing against her own sex today. She's pretty adaptable. We've seen her race on speed and race quite well, and she's also run on from beyond midfield. So wherever she lands today, I'm sure she'll run well. Two, Are You Dreaming looks the main danger. Big winner at Taree, two starts back, beating No Dreams All Hope. And then last start, the race just wasn't run to suit at Coonabarabran. Was out to the 1,200 metres, and the power was just on from the start. Burning Crown won the race and won it well. And this girl was just found a little bit wanting over the concluding stages. 1,200 back to 1,000 metres today with the blinkers going back on. She's going to be awfully hard to stop. One Blinkin' Legend's very consistent in this sort of grade, and for that reason she's asked to carry a lot of weight, 62 kilos today. Does have a soft draw, though. She'll stalk the speed. And 5L Valentina had almost a year off before winning at Moree in a maiden there over the 950 metres last start. Obviously, this is a bit of a step up in grade, but the Peter Sinclair stable is flying at the moment. 6-2, 1-5.
Now, race two, number one, The Right Stuff, 81. Two, Comedy Deal is 51. Three, Swordsman, 260. Four, Cameron, $23. Five, Dicko's Mate, 230. Number six, Ingar, 151. Seven, Kenny Wynn, 5 even. Number eight, Max Fox, 34. Nine, Mr. Perfection, 41. 10, Think of Legend, 8. 11, Tricky Saga is 41. And 12, Zara, 151. 230 favourite, 5, Dicko's Mate.
Thought there was only a few winning chances in this race. I've gone 7, 5, 3 and 10. I'm putting Kenny Wynn on top, who has had more than enough opportunities to break through for a maiden victory, but has been a little bit unlucky on a number of occasions. He's had 30 starts, but has had 15 placings. Now, that's probably not the kind of horse you'd normally love to tumble into, but he's consistent. He's always trying hard. Last start there behind Mr. Kokonakis was over the 900 metres, and once again, covered plenty of ground, and that seems to be a bit of a trend for this horse. We've seen it get caught deep many, many times. Out of the 1,200 metres today, I just get the feeling you'll be able to find it much easier to get on pace. The blinkers go back on today, and the last two times throughout this horse's career when the blinkers have been reapplied, he has run second, which I suppose is the best possible result for a horse that's still a maiden. I'm sure he'll run well. Five Dicko's Mate finished second to Trackman last start. It was a good run. Kept on finding the line. Did cop a bad check mid-race too. He's one of the favoured runners. Three Swordsmen. A little bit one pace last start. Had a couple of runs at 900 metres. I think he'll be better suited to the 1,200 metres today. And a 10 Think of Legend. Was struggling a little bit last preparation, but might be ready to show its true colours this time in. Won a recent Gunnedah trial. Beating Stoke It Up by a big margin. Was ridden out a little bit in the trial, but looks ready to come to the races. 7, 5, 3 and 10.
On to race 3, One Life of Brian, 420. Number 2, Disgraceful, 420. 3-handed in, 360. 4, Nothing Too Hard, 310. Number 5, Rostam, 650. 6 out. 7, Rena's Lad, 41. 8 Evangelist, 23 and 9 Super Bonus, 81. Favourite narrowly in an open race, $3.10, 4, nothing too hard.
Yeah, good competitive betting affair. I've gone 2, 5, 3 and 1, giving Disgraceful a chance here. Very unlucky first up at Hawkesbury over the 1,100 metres. That was behind Soul Revival. It was beaten around 3 3/4 lengths, but I just couldn't find a gap in the straight, and it did appear as if he had something to offer. That was his first run for 25 weeks. Second up form reads okay. Slight query the fact that he's 1,100 metres straight up to the mile second up, but he has won over the mile at Quirindi in the past, and that was second up last preparation. So certainly ticks a few boxes. I do like horses that have performed well at Quirindi in the past. It is a bit of a horses for courses track. This horse finished fourth in the Muswellbrook Cup going back to March this year behind the Bandit. So that was a pretty strong race that day, and a repeat of that performance would see him be very, very hard to beat. 5 Rostam, I thought, could be an improver here. Didn't do a great deal first up from a spell, but it was a similar story last preparation. Just needed the first up run to bring him to hand, and then he won impressively at Dubbo second up last time in. Perhaps a similar story here today. I know he's going around against reasonable opposition, but gets him very light with just 54 kilos on his back. Three-handed in, well and truly up to winning a race like this. Has finished last his last couple of starts, but he's a kind of horse that can just pull out a peak performance mid-preparation. One Life of Brian had a couple of runs back from a lengthy spell, and the third up form reads pretty good. So 3 starts third up for a win, and 2 minor placing should roll forward. 2, 5, 3 and 1.
On to race 4, 1 out. Number 2, Chillaxing. He's $26. 3, I'm Going, $260. 4, Distinctly Dubai, $650. 5, Syrian C6. 6, Fluttershy, $34. 7, Diddly D, $260. A late scratching, the 8, Miss Rosetta. 9, Objective Out. 10, Sassy Jeans, $101. 11, Smokeball, $17. Number 12, Time and Rase, $23. 13, Tiny Buttons, $41. The late scratching, number 14, and that is Trip to London. The favourite, $260, number 7, Diddly D.
Okay, just catching that late scratching there, Miss Rosetta, who was in the numbers, had it in for 4. So I'll go 5, 3, 7 and 2, putting Syrian C on top. This filly was very unlucky on debut at Gunnedah. Finished 4th behind Kensington Kid, and not much went right for her. She copped a bad check upon entrance of the straight, and she managed to pick herself up. Still appeared to be travelling okay, but the run didn't present. Had to duck back to the inside, and over the last 100 metres or so, she was climbing all over their backs, very strong through the line, 50 yards past the post. She was in front of the body of the field. That was 1,000 metres, gets out to the 1,200 metres today, and I think from the soft draw, should just be tucked away. We'll get a nice economical run in transit. I just thought around that $6 mark, she was a definite bet. 3, I'm Going, has only had 2 starts from the John Ramsey stable. I was at Dubbo when she produced an eye-catching second placing behind Are You Dreaming, charged up along the rails late, then was away from the track for 10 weeks, was sent out favourite at Scone last time, finished midfield behind Dubai Harbour. She'll strip bitter for that run. 7, Diddly D comes from the strong Chris Lee's yard. Last start at Port Macquarie, he beat a couple of runners home and just hesitated to take a run in the straight. I was beaten around 4 lengths by Monica's Star. She's going to obviously be better for the run. I was placed second up last preparation. And 2 Chillaxing went around in that Kensington Kid race to Gunnedah last start. And grinded away, finished 7th, beaten 4 lengths by Kensington Kid. And I think from the good draw today, with race fitness on her side, she might run well as well. So we'll go 5, 3, 7 and 2.
But a race 5, now 1 Hawk, 23, 2 Shays Trust, 151, 3 2 Bills, 23, 4 Yakety Yak, 650, 5 Foxwoods Phoebe, 151, 6 Lucky Star at 11, 7 Ultimate Quest, 360, 8 Battle Quest, 26, 9 Real Raid, 650, 10 Ego Dancer is $2. Now, 2 late scratchings here, George Woodward, all of George's horses are scratched, so there's obviously a reason. 11 Smart Agent and 12 Lulu, both late scratchings. Just want to find out from George if he's okay.
Okay, so our selections here, 10, 7, 9 and 4, putting Ego Dancer on top. I didn't think it was an overly deep race. I've only had the 1 start Ego Dancer. Went around the showcase maiden and that was over the 1,300 metres. I finished fourth to a trackman that day, and I found the line well. I think step up to 1,600 metres really suits, and it was a very windy day when Ego Dancer debuted, and, you know, that's never easy for a horse having its first start. I think it'll be right there, a lot closer to the speed today out in trip, and should prove hard to beat. Seven Ultimate Quest has got good tactical speed, led them up at Dubbo two starts back when finishing fourth, and then wasn't far away at Coonabarabran last start when box seeding. At nine, Regal Rage has only had one start in this area. Was sent out a big price too. That was at Muswellbrook. It was a $61 chance when third to Bandahara. Justin Bowen's obviously got this fellow ticking over nicely. I'm watching the replay approaching the home turn. It did look like he was under the pump and that he might drop out of contention. But no, he picked up strongly at the end, and he's racing like a horse that might want more ground. A four Yakety Yak, I thought, was a good chance as well. This horse has been racing out of its grade all prep and not performing that well, but this is the easiest race he's contested for a little while. 10, 7, 9 and 4.
Okay, race 6, one way is Sabrinka, $5. Two Hit a Hero is $3.80. Number 3, Gem Dealer, $4.40. 4 Dukes County, $6.50. 5 Clifty, $4.60. 6 Royal Villa, $10. 7 Winners Lane, $23. 8 Jesus Ghost, $34. 9 Out, 10 Pennies Bonitas is $41. 11 Babadoon Boy, $26. And 12 Blind Love, $151. Favourite, $3.80. Number 2, Hit a Hero.
5, 2, 3, and 4 is the way I see it here, putting Cliff D on top. Very consistent fellow. He's finished third at all four runs this preparation, and on each occasion in defeat has been beaten less than a length. His last two starts when he's finished third, he's been beaten less than a head. So he's certainly overdue for a victory. He's got that pattern of getting back, so he needs a little bit of luck to thread his way through. But his most recent run at Coonabarabran over the mile was very good. That was in a similar race to this Class 3. Bumped into Derby Star, who's certainly a promising galloper from the Cody Morgan yard. Second in that race was Quick Spin, who's since come out and placed third in the Cotton Cup in open company. So the form's stacking up there. Cliff D, fifth run back from a spell, be hard to beat. Two Heredero, he can mix his form a touch. And if you have his run two starts back, when he went really quick in front and finished third to Emanuelo, well, you'd think it'd be very hard to beat here. But then last start at Gunnedah, covered a bit of ground and gave in meekly, finishing at the tail of the field. He can turn his form around. Three Gem Dealer, she's very capable. She was sent out favourite in a highway first up, and she ultimately wound up in fourth spot behind stablemate Charlotte's Heart that day. She's been racing without luck most of this preparation. She's only won the one from 14, so I really just want to see her come out and win today, you know, for me to be back on board with her. Four Dukes County's really come into his own since stepping out over longer trips. Overcame difficulties to win at Moree last start over the 1,500 metres. And he's shooting for the hat-trick. I think he probably would have gone round at Port Macquarie today had that meeting been taking place. But Plan B, come to Corindai today and finds a suitable Class 3 over the 1450. 5, 2, 3 and 4.
At a race 7, 1 Victory Vibes, $10. 2 out, 3 Bullet Sun is $7. 4 Looking Alive, 4 even. Number 5 Ultimate Power, 4 even. 6 Invincible Bot, 15. 7 Bed Talk, 16. 8 Sharp Alley, 14. 9 One More Legend, 14. 10 Swift and Shift is $10. 11 Grass Cutter, 26. 12 Kensington Kid, 750. 13 out, 14 Fast Star, 34. 4 even favourites, 4 Looking Alive, and number 5 Ultimate Power.
There's plenty of speed engaged in this final event, and I'm tipping a horse that I think will probably get run off its legs early, and that's 3 Bullets, and I've gone 3, 4, 5, and 1. I am concerned that the 5 furlongs is well short of his best trip, but I just think while he's on the fresh side, and there's so many horses here that are likely to really vie for early supremacy, I just thought he might have the last shot at them. He's had the 14 starts of 2 wins and 2 seconds, and I do know that all of his best form has been early in preparations, so I'm hoping I'm not going off a run early here. His first up record is 3 starts for a win and a second. His third up record is 3 starts for a win and a second, and we've seen his form taper off a little bit as he gets further into his preps. He's formerly with Bjorn Baker, now with Jeff O'Brien at Corindai, so you'd imagine he would be pretty familiar with the surroundings now, and I just thought he might be able to pull out a big run fresh. I thought he might have been a better price than the $7 on offer, but perhaps the stable and a few punters are confident that he can run well. We've seen Jeff O'Brien do really well with a horse called Chuck and Paul that came from Bjorn Baker's yard. I think it might be in similar ownership that has managed to put together a few wins. So they'll be hoping that Bullet Sun can do something similar. Four Looking Eliza, lightly raced 7-year-old, has had the 16 starts, of 3 wins and 4 placings. Coming off a good on-pace win at Gunnedah last time in a benchmark 58 over this trip. Should roll forward again. 5 Ultimate Power. He certainly got plenty of scope for improvement. It was run off his legs first up over the 1,280 metres at Muswellbrook when finishing 6th. He worked home steadily that day. It's a bit of a query, 1,280 back to the 1,000 metres, but he's probably got less convictions than some of his rivals. And One Victory Vibes was a good winner in tougher grade earlier this year before going for a spell. It was a late scratching when they're heading off to Kempsey recently. So effectively still first up. Numbers in the last 3, 4, 5, and 1.
Now, can you find a good thing for us?
I'm pretty keen on race 4, number 5, Syrian Sea, at around about that $6 mark. I do think she represents value. You could make a case that she was probably unlucky not to win at her first start at Gunnedah. I just think the slight increase in distance today should really be in her favour. So that's race 4, number 5, Syrian Sea.
All right, terrific. We'll have you a little later on with the whip around, run through your quaddies and so forth then.
Good as gold. Thanks, Sean.